Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I am here to talk to you about an exclusive breaking news story coming out of Michigan. Some investigators found that there was, in fact, fraud, election fraud, in Michigan in 2020. Now, we've all heard about Maricopa County, Arizona, and the numerous court cases that they went through to prove election fraud in Arizona, in which I believe that there was. And then you see what happened to Carrie Lake in her governor run in 2022, and that is ongoing. And then we all heard about Fulton County, Georgia, where they kicked all of the poll workers out and stopped counting late at night. No media, no poll workers. And all of a sudden, miraculously, at 3 o'clock a.m., all these ballots showed up, and almost all of them were in favor of Joe Biden. Same thing happened in Pennsylvania. Same thing happened in Wisconsin. Right now, as of now, we haven't had the whistleblowers or anybody with any integrity to stand up and just come out and outright tell people the truth. But now we, now we have some information coming out of Michigan, and this is in the news, not mainstream media, of course, but this article was done by the Gateway Pundit. And here's what it states. Police find tens of thousands of fake registrations, bags of prepaid gift cards, guns with silencers, burner phones, and Democrat-funded organization with multiple temporary facilities in several states. Okay, now before I begin this, again, I want to give credit to the Gateway Pundit for breaking this story, and a special thanks, according to Gateway Pundit, to Phil O'Halloran and Lori Skibo for their contributions and assistance with this story. These are two election integrity activists that obtained a copy of the state police report and began investigating this story in June. Phil O'Halloran is now chairman of the Michigan Republican Party's Election Integrity Committee, and Lori Skibo, director of the Michigan GOP's Poll Challenger Program, brought it to the Gateway Pundit's attention and are assisting with the research of this story. So here's where the story starts. On October 8, 2020, only 1 month before the 2020 general election, Muskegon, Michigan City Clerk Ann Meesh noticed a black female whose name was redacted from the police report, dropping off between 8 and 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city clerk's office. The Muskegon Police Department was contacted and asked to investigate on 10-21-20. First Lieutenant Mike Anderson was contacted by Tom Favis, Chief of Investigations for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. According to the Michigan State Police report, Mr. Favis asked for Michigan State Police assistance with a joint investigation of alleged voter fraud being conducted by the Muskegon Police Department and the AG. An investigative task force was formed and an investigation was initiated. And now this is the following from a Michigan State Police report. On 10-16-20, Muskegon City Clerk Ann Meesh and Deputy Clerk Kimberly Young contacted the Muskegon Police Department after noticing irregularities in voter registration applications received both in person and by mail. The Muskegon City Clerk became suspicious when the female, whose name is redacted in the first part of the police report, but then later is unredacted, hand-delivered thousands of voter registrations to her office, many of them in the same handwriting. This is stuff that we've known all along, but now we have, it's right here. It's in police report. We have it. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat here. I got to take a drink of something here. I don't know what's going on, but I'll continue here briefly. Bear with me. On 10-20-20, deadline day for in-person voter registration applications, the suspect returned to the Muskegon City Clerk's office to deliver additional registration forms in person, Meesh estimated that the suspect brought an additional 2,500 forms. Meesh contacted the Muskegon Police Department, and Detective Logan Anderson and Captain Sean Bride conducted a non-custodial interview with the suspect. Meesh stated that, in her opinion, the quantity of the voter registration forms were highly suspicious and possibly fraudulent. Meesh's opinion was based on the fact that numerous forms appeared to have been completed by the same writer, and upon an initial examination, addresses on multiple forms were invalid or non-existent. Meesh investigated further and found that phone numbers on multiple forms and signatures on multiple forms didn't appear to match signatures on file with the Department of Secretary of State. Those addresses do not exist in the Muskegon City House numbering system. Another form listed 80 West Southern Avenue, which is the address for Muskegon High School, and is clearly not a residence. Later in the report, the name of the female suspect was unredacted. The Michigan State Police investigator assigned to the case spoke with the female suspect, who explained that she was being paid $1,150 a week to find unregistered voters and provide them with a form so they can get registered to vote or obtain their absentee ballot. The only problem is the handwriting on the voter registrations was the same on several of the registrations, and many of the addresses were non-existent or fake. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, who is currently attempting to prosecute 15 senior citizens and the former Michigan GOP co-chair for casting an alternate set of electoral votes in the 2020 election, asked the Michigan State Police to join Muskegon Police and AG's investigation of the potentially massive multi-city voter fraud operation. Two members of AG Dana Nessel's Criminal Investigation Division were assigned to the operation, yet curiously, she failed to mention the investigation to the public. To this day, Dana Nessel is still claiming there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Michigan, despite the fact that she knew her office and the office of her friend, Michigan's crooked SOS, Joslyn Benson, were involved with the Michigan State Police in a large-scale investigation that took place across the state before it was taken over by the FBI. Corey Ames, a Michigan SOS analyst, confirmed a quantity of the forms they found in the investigation are clearly fraudulent. Michigan SOS Joslyn Benson also claimed there was no widespread voter fraud in Michigan and neglected to mention the investigation to the public. So before I continue on with this story, now I want you all to think back the last couple years, and I've been one of those people that have been censored on social media and elsewhere for claiming voter fraud. I've been ridiculed. I've been laughed at. I've been every name in the book I've been called, but I knew I was right. I've read over multiple pieces of evidence out of Maricopa County, Georgia. I've seen the video out of Fulton County, Georgia, and now Michigan. I've seen what happened in Pennsylvania, trucks coming across from New Jersey. I've seen it all with my own two eyes, and I've read it with my own two eyes. I've seen all the evidence. And it just it basically confirms that our system is broken, that our system is corrupt from the top to the bottom. And there's a lot of people involved, and if we get the right person in office to prosecute these people, you're looking at thousands and thousands and thousands of people that could possibly be not only for election fraud but for treason. In my opinion, when you take the vote away from, or when you take the voice away from a voter, that's high treason in my mind. That's just my opinion, of course. So let me continue on with this story, because it blew my mind when I read it. I'm like, yeah, we all knew this, but now we got the story. All right, so continuing on, it should be noted that after documenting these crimes and investigating for weeks, the Michigan police turned their investigation over to the FBI, who we all know they're a bunch of corrupt criminals. Well, not all of them, but there's a good faction of them that are. They promptly buried the findings. Once again, the FBI apparently took no action. More on that in an upcoming report. And I'm going to keep on this story, trust me. then I'll do a special edition of Not the View every time I come across one of these. The police of Muskegon were investigating voter fraud in October 2020, a month prior to the general election. The FBI failed to follow up on the alleged election crimes, according to Michigan election investigator Phil O'Halloran. O'Halloran is now the election integrity chair of the Michigan Republican Party. The police report has redactions throughout, but not all names were redacted. The police report names GBI Strategies as the organization running the scheme. The Tennessee-based group is heavily connected to the Biden campaign and various Democrat campaign committees. The released report also names Bryless as a primary person involved, and that was in quotation marks. The police report from 2020 revealed that GBI Strategies has been in operation since 2014, and the investigators found that GBI Strategies was paid $1,571,386 by the Doug Jones for Senate campaign back in 2018. That was just one race they were involved in. The employees at GBI Strategies were being paid $15 an hour or $120 a day. $120 a day to destroy your country. Imagine that. A woman interviewed by police said she was paid $1,150 per week, as I noted that earlier, and she was given a rental car. She said she was given a reloadable pay card. Police reported that hundreds of prepaid cash cards from different companies, along with dozens of new burner phones, were found in Southfield Raid in Michigan. The police report noted that there were numerous job openings listed in Flint, Michigan, and regional field manager postings in Washington, D.C., and Chicago, Illinois. This group had branches across the nation. During their investigation, the police also found partially completed voter registration forms, and police found Pelican cases in the room with semi-automatic rifles joined with suppressors and optics and customized pistols. One case had four rifles and four pistols. Claims these weapons were determined to be legal and lawful after calling in the ATF to inspect the weapons. The affiant witness who filled out the affidavit first witnessed minivans moving from a hotel in Grand Haven to the location of the business, a former California eye care location. The next day, Detective Luker was notified. He went to the address where he found a bag of trash filled with information on employee agreements. The affiant believed that the records found at the location were crucial to determining the crime of election fraud forgery and determining who may be criminally liable and who may have profited from the fraud. The affiant later obtained a copy of the Muskegon PD report 2020-19124, authored by Officer Foster, with a supplemental report by Detective Logan Anderson, along with a copy of the search warrant of the business location. This next paragraph from the police document reveals that Muskegon City Clerk Ann Meech and Deputy Clerk Kimberly Young first contacted the police on October 16, 2020. Meech and Young contacted police after receiving multiple State of Michigan voter registration application forms, which in their opinion appeared to be fraudulent. According to the report, Meech based her opinion on the fact that some of the addresses on the applications appeared to be invalid or non-existent. Also, some of the phone numbers were invalid and some signatures did not match on file. Meech also noted that the handwriting on the ballots appeared to be the same with a similar signature, and all of the ballots appeared to come from the same company with two locations in Southfield and Auburn Hills. Meech told police some of the forms were dropped off in person to the Muskegon City Clerk's office by a black female who identified herself as Brianna Hawkins. Ms. Hawkins said her employment entailed registering voters and helping them obtain absentee ballots. Meech estimated that the leftist organization delivered approximately 8,000 to 10,000 voter registration forms to the Muskegon City Clerk's office and provided a sampling of 42 suspected fraudulent applications to Officer Foster for examination. Meech stated they identified by viewing her Facebook profile. Employee Brianna Hawkins dropped off between 8 and 10,000 registrations in one day. The investigators found that a number of voter application forms were clearly fraudulent. The report notes that the police found dozens of new phones and hundreds of prepaid payment cards. These items were clearly considered suspicious by the police in the report. Also, in the report, the left-wing ballot organizing group had suppressors, silencers, and automatic weapons for some odd reason. Well, I think you guys can all read between the lines on this, don't you? Nearly 3 years later, President Trump faces multiple prosecutions because he fraudulently pursued baseless claims of voter fraud, according to prosecutors and the mainstream media. Trump won the Michigan vote in 2016 by 15,000 votes, but suspiciously lost to Joe Biden by 150,000 votes 4 years later, despite increasing his vote share in neighboring Ohio. 16 Trump presidential electors in Michigan are being prosecuted by far-left Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Because according to Dana Nessel, the controversial Michigan AG, they fraudulently believed that there was a systematic voter fraud that was not being properly investigated. So let me stop right there for a second. You see a coincidence here that Trump is being charged by the DOJ for his First Amendment right to speak freely, that he thought that there was systematic voter fraud. Now in Michigan, they're doing the same thing to Trump presidential electors. This is an attack by the far-left organizations of this country. To anybody that dare oppose them, they are coming after them any way they can to silence them. And they've done it to me, except not this severe, like what is happening to Trump in Michigan, and the electors in Michigan. But this is what our country has turned into. They're they're Marxist, communist tyrants, and we have to stand up against them. That's just the bottom line. There is no ifs, ands, or buts anymore. We can't allow this to continue. Our country is close to being done, over with. Let me continue on. The release police report has redactions throughout, but not all names were redacted. The police report, okay, I already went through that part. Let's see here. Okay, the Gateway Pundit has always reported that there were unanswered statistical anomalies within the absentee data. Repeated trends across the state of Michigan that appear to show systematic voter fraud among absentee ballots. Excuse me. I'm going to stop there again for 1 second. Remember how important it was for our government to push mail-in ballots, and they blamed it all on what? We have to have mail-in ballots because COVID. Why do you think they made COVID such a big deal? And then 2 years later, it's like completely gone. Supposedly a virus. Viruses just don't disappear. Look at the flu, been around for years. The common cold. But COVID just suddenly disappears? That's not a threat anymore? It was supposedly killing hundreds and thousands and millions of people worldwide. This was a planned coup, in my opinion now, ladies and gentlemen. This was a planned coup to get rid of Donald Trump. And they used a pandemic. They used every trick in their sleeve to do whatever they could to fraudulently elect Joe Biden. Joe Biden, in my opinion, again, is not a duly elected president. I do think that there was massive fraud in multiple states. And honestly, I think Donald Trump probably received the most votes in presidential history in the United States. I truly believe that. And this is the best part about my beliefs on that. I never voted for Trump. I despised Trump up until the 2020 election when I seen what happened. I'm a truck driver. I go over the road. I went all over this country. And for every Biden sign I seen, I bet I seen 100 to 200 Trump signs. You cannot tell me that a guy that campaigned from his basement won one of the most controversial elections in our history against one of the most arguably the most popular president in our history. So I'm just going to put that out there. You can believe whatever the mainstream media wants you to believe, but I've dug into a lot of this, and I know for a fact something is not right, and this is just one more notch under my belt of proof. Remember, folks, conspiracy theories are only a conspiracy until they become true. Okay, so I'm going to continue on with this article from the Gateway Pundit. Michigan State Senator Ruth Johnson, who is former Secretary of State, told the Gateway Pundit, "My estimate is over 800,000 ballot applications were sent to non-qualified voters in Michigan. Michigan alone, ladies and gentlemen. Including many individuals who moved or died, and even some individuals who were underage or non-citizens. Many were sent to people who had moved out of state. These ballot applications, if turned back in, would cause a live ballot to then be sent to that address by the clerk. Both the ballot applications and the live ballots were not seriously checked for a signature match because Democratic Secretary of State Joslyn Benson purposefully advised clerks to illegally assume and presume the signatures were a match. This tip from Muskegon clerk Ann Meesh, who has been the city clerk of Muskegon since 2007, was referred to the FBI. Clerk Meesh has been a city clerk for other Michigan cities for 17 years before that. There is no evidence the FBI did anything with this investigation, and in fact, the Bill Barr-appointed DOJ attorney overseeing election fraud cases was notorious for political persecution against conservatives. We have more coming on our investigation. Stay tuned." So that's the end of the article from the Gateway Pundit, ladies and gentlemen. And I highly suggest that you go to thegatewaypundit.com. That's P-U-N-D-I-T, pundit.com, and download them to your home screen, because you're going to see news on the Gateway Pundit that you don't see on mainstream media. Every single bit of it is verifiable, backed up facts. However, if you Google search, "Who is Gateway Pundit?" The Google search will claim that they are a far right, I can't remember exactly what the wording was, but basically they label them as far right extremist news or extremist propaganda or whatever. Whenever Google starts going against people that are trying to speak the truth, but yet will defend mainstream media at all costs, it really should tell you everything that you need to know by now, that this country is packed full of corruption. People that don't care about human life, they don't care about human quality, they don't care about anything except for money and power. So that was the breaking news I wanted to bring to you, everybody. You can go read this article for yourself on thegatewaypundit.com, and please go check this out for yourself. There's a lot of us out here that know about, we've knew about this since the very beginning, that there was something going on, and the more we dug into it and the more, you know, judges turned down, you know, hearing the case, the more I realize that the cartel has got a very large stronghold in the state of Arizona, number one, Maricopa County. I'm sure they have threatened judges. They have threatened a lot of public officials and said, if you get anybody in office that's going to close our border and close our money line, you know, we're going to kill you and your whole bloodline. The cartels are not people you want to mess with. And I understand why some people would fall for that. But at the end of the day, what's more important, the future of our country or your piddly little life? Because I'll tell you one thing, if I had hardcore evidence and I was being threatened, I'm putting the evidence out. I don't care about threats. I've been threatened. My life has been threatened numerous times, and I don't stop because of somebody threatening my life. If they wanted to kill me, they'd have done it already. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to bring this special edition live of Not the View. And when I say Not the View, that means I'm not Whoopi Goldberg and I'm not Joey Behar. I am Jeremy Johnson, and I am here to piss off the liberals. Have a great day. God bless each and every one of you. Go to thegatewaypundit.com. Check out that article for yourself. And we'll see you tonight for The Constitutionalist at 6 p.m. Central. And again on Thursday night for Not the View at 7 p.m. Central. Have a great day.